Thursday together. Isn't that a nice term? Together. Thursday, July 31st, year of our Lord, 2003. I'm getting all choked up. All right, let's do bills reported out of subcommittee. Senate Bill 5551, Appropriation Bond Debt Service. Senator Devlin.
I don't have Tony.
No, I've got that.
Representative Butler.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5551 provides the expenditure limitation necessary for the Department of Administrative Services to pay the debt service on the appropriation bonds authorized and issued earlier this year. Bonds were issued to help balance the budget following the March revenue forecast. Because the actual debt service was not known at that time, until the bonds were actually issued, we did not provide the Department of Administrative Services with the expenditure limitation for the debt service. The amount of the 2003-2005 biennium debt service is now known, and the bill is needed to provide the department with the authority to make the payments. Of the $59.3 million needed, $17.5 million comes from the actual proceeds of the debt service, as well as $41.8 million from the tobacco master settlement account funds. Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5551 be amended and reported out of due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection to Senate Bill 5551 being recommended out to the Senate with a due pass? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2759A relating to courts. Might I guess that Senator Devlin has that one?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 2759 creates a temporary 30% surcharge on filing fees for the circuit and appellate courts beginning September 1st, 2003. Revenues from the surcharge are dedicated to the Judicial Department for operating expenses. The surcharge is replaced in the 2005-2007 biennium by a 10% fee increase. Revenues from the fee increase are deposited into the general fund. HB 2759 also modifies the maximum fines for a felony, misdemeanor, and violation, increases the unitary assessment, increases various court fees, including those to support legal aid. The estimated revenues from House Bill 2759 total $27.47 million in the 2003-05 biennium, including $2.1 million to the general fund, $13.42 million to the criminal fines and assessment account, $6.6 million to the Judicial Department operating account, and $5.35 million to cities, counties, and the Oregon State Bar. The Public Safety Committee unanimously recommends House Bill 2759 be amended and reported out to pass as amended. Should note that it was reported out unanimously with the chair being one of the five members of the committee.
That's very fascinating. Thank you, Senator. Any other discussion? Good.
Well,
all right.
Representative
Hanson.
Just
please.
a quick thing.
Go right ahead.
if you notice, there's A-35 amendments. This bill, the chair of the committee put an incredible amount of work. I don't know why he's not here, but he put a tremendous amount of work into getting this put together. And
he wanted the 36s.
Yeah. And anyway, it took a lot of effort and a lot of compromise, and it's a real important piece of the public safety funding package.
Senator Devlin.
Final comment. I guess this is a closing, Mr. Chairman, is that this is an essential part of the public safety package. The shortfall in the public safety department has often been expressed as $90 million. Without this package, it will be $90 million plus this $27 million.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, then we'll recommend that House Bill 2759A-35 be reported out to the House. Due pass. Other business, Department of Corrections, Public Safety Subcommittee, Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The Public Safety Committee recommends the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means approve a submission of a $70,000 federal grant to the U.S. Department of Justice and Department of Health and Human Services to augment serious and violent offender reentry initiatives approved by the September 02 Emergency Board. The goal of the original initiative was to explore methods to reduce recidivism of violent offenders 14 to 35 years old released in Marion and Multnomah counties. These new grant funds will be used for mental health and substance abuse services for this group in the community. These services are often the key for offenders making a successful transition into the community. There's no state match. The agency learned of the grant on July 15th and submitted the letter July 21st. The application is due August 1st. Public Safety Committee recommends approval.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, then Full Ways and Means will recommend approval of the federal grant application regarding reducing recidivism of violent offenders as submitted. Department of Human Services, Human Services Subcommittee, Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means retroactively approve the submission of a federal Independence Plus initiative grant application to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the amount of $450,000 over a three-year period. The grant will be used to provide services and supports in communities for 30 to 45 individuals with psychiatric disabilities transitioning from licensed 24-hour care residential group homes to independent and semi-independent living situations. The transitions will create space in the more restrictive settings to people who need that level of service. There are no matching fund requirements, and if awarded, the Department of Human Services will request any needed federal funds expenditure limitation at a future meeting of the Emergency Board. Your Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval of this request.
Discussion. Senator Wynn.
Mr. Chair, I just want to state for the record that the retroactive approval was, it was one day. They were, what, late by one day, so I needed to put that on record so that individuals wouldn't think that it was a lengthy period of time from the time that they had received it and got it to us.
Very good. Other discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, the grant application regards to persons with psychiatric disabilities is approved. We are adjourned.
Nothing tomorrow. We don't know.